Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
My next guests represent a trailblazer in the cannabis and hemp extraction industry, and they have been doing a lot of work, a whole lot of press releases going on. One of them mentioning the fact that they recently announced a partnership with Ohio-based Mitchell Fabricators, a leader in fabrication and modularization of process piping, pressure vessels, and structural steel. And by the way, the machines, they are quite intricate, quite a monstrosity, too much for me to really kind of wrap my head around, but I'm here right now with the folks at Prodigy Processing Solutions, and with me right now is the founder and CEO, Mark Beginnen, and the Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Steve Tegeter. Mark and Steve, thanks for being on.
Hey, Jorge, thanks for having us.
And my introduction doesn't give too much, but like I said, when I look at the machines, I'm like, wow, these things are impressive. I've seen some extraction solutions out there, but one of them that I see in a lot of pictures right now these days is the Pro X, which offers high performance and versatility, and is designed to allow for high processing speeds and user-friendly operation, incorporating several features. So what is it about this contraption here that stands out among, that your team is able to go ahead and develop throughout time? What's the selling point?
Yeah, but Jorge, it's actually really a massive step forward in extraction. So our Pro-X is a hydrocarbon extraction system, which means it uses butane, propane, or a blend of the two. It also is, you can use a bunch of other solvents too, if somebody, which is certified to use, if somebody, any processor would like to do that. But particularly, we operate the Pro-X at such cold temperatures. Negative 100 degrees Fahrenheit is the recommended operational temperature, but it's rated to go down to negative 300 degrees Fahrenheit, which means that you don't have to do winterization. Winterization is a post-processing technique that would take 24 to 48 hours on the average to do. But because we operate at such cold temperatures, the fats and lipids are automatically separated. In addition to that, the Pro-X is made from 316L pharmaceutical grade stainless steel, and it's made in the USA. And that makes it very unique. Most of our competitors, they're coming from overseas, mainly China. And sometimes you cannot be very confident in the material that you're receiving. So a lot of our competitors will be selling 304, stainless steel, but is it really 304? Is it really 316? And ours is guaranteed to be. And that means it's not just safe for the operators, but it's safe for the consumers, because when you use that high level grade of steel and you know what it is, there is no likelihood of any leaching of any metals into the extract itself.
Now, Mark, I know there's been quite a bit when it comes to where you come from and been building out the new company with Prodigy Processing Solutions. I remember talking to one of your team members back in 2020 when you had Precision Extraction Solutions, and now evolving and moving into a new venture here. Talk to me about what the real standout is of creating the new company now, and most recently, and taking the funds that you took to go ahead and spearhead this commitment to innovation and leadership in a cannabis extraction?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. So, you know, founder, you know, with, you know, Precision, you know, toward the getting into 2020, it was probably, you know, in June, July, we had merged with Cascade Sciences. And, you know, part of that was to make a bigger company to be an attractive target for an acquisition, to be much a bigger company. The strategy worked like a charm. Soon thereafter, literally, it was in mid, late July. Mid July, that's when AgriFi came knocking on our door about a prospective acquisition. At first, it seemed very interesting. You know, ultimately, I was sort of very disenchanted in this whole thing that was going on. And I didn't like the deal at all. I mean, you know, it was for over $50 million. Ultimately, it ended up being about $55 million. But it was, you know, 60% cash, 40% stock. I didn't want their stock, and I thought it was, you know, devalued to begin with, you know. And, you know, as the founder, you know, largest shareholder and CEO of the company, I was outvoted. So I was the holdout. And part of the deal in our operating room, we had what's called drag along rights. You know, basically it means that if you're dragged along through, you know, a transaction such as this, a change of control or sale acquisition in this case, that you get certain things that the other people who would acquiesce to it don't get. And for, you know, in our operating agreement, it was no non-compete. So you would think that the acquirer would not go through with it. And initially it did kill the deal, but then they came back and they did it. Right. So ended up getting the buyout and I got paid, but I am the only one that was subject or not subject to restrictive covenants such as a non-compete. So, you know, soon thereafter, you know, once the dust settled in, you know, it's cash rich, job poor, you know, ultimately within 4 to 6 months later, you know, started Prodigy Processing Solutions. Took us about 9 months to ramp up with a new product, new technology, put the team together. And here we are. So really used the funds from that to start Prodigy. And yeah, in the process, by the way, yeah, I attempted a hostile takeover of AgriFi 2. That was in late October, early November last year. So it's been quite a ride. So nobody knew what brought, and that was actually, the timing was interesting because it was 1 week when it was announced before the MJ Biz show in Vegas. So, and it made the news. It was a big deal because you have to file what's called a 13D, which is a filing with the SEC when you do this sort of thing. Same thing as like Elon did with Twitter, right? You have to file this thing. And so it becomes newsworthy. And so where nobody knew what Prodigy was the day before, everybody knew. You know, the day after that filing and the news came out, and just before the Vegas show. So it was a lot of fun, and it's great to be back in the game.
And so you brought in the new company to go ahead and really, when you told Benzinga, you were talking about that you wanted to go ahead and push the boundaries of what's possible in cannabis and hemp extraction. Now with the Pro X and creating this new technology, one of the things that was made mention of is that it's setting a new benchmark for efficiency, speed, and quality, and securing its new place as the new gold standard in cannabis and hemp extraction. So upon developing and creating the product and now having the new relationship with Mitchell Fabricators to go ahead and start now, you know, mass producing these products, the Pro X machines, this extraction technology, what was it that you saw? Obviously, we talked about the winterization, taking that component, that part of the formula out of the mix. So time saving off of that. But what were some of the things that you looked at that when you looked at building a better mousetrap for extraction, what was it that you did right here with the Pro X that was going to make that possible?
We worked with the best extractors, the actual operators in the industry to develop the Pro X, rather than having engineers, you know, in cubicles design something based on, you know, just engineering principles, we took it outside of that. Still, of course, it was engineered, but we basically had, you know, some of the top extractors, you know, in the industry design this thing, right? So it works better and faster than anything that's out there. Basically 7.5 pounds a minute of solid recovery running it passively, right? And that means without a gas compressor, right? And over 12.5 pounds a minute if you are using this gas compressor, which would call it running actively. So it is just, it's running about almost twice as fast as any comparable system out there. Not even comparable, they're just any system, you know, that does, you know, hydrocarbon. So the whole point with that is that you can process material faster with the same size, you know, system side by side. And what that results in is a faster ROI for our customers, a much faster ROI. And also because it was designed by operators, it's easy to operate. So right. It's, you know, one of the big issues is finding qualified people to run, you know, to run these kinds of systems, the learning curve involved. And, you know, as the industry grows, there's less and less, you know, the OGs in the industry who started and know everything, right? So you have to train new people. So this is a very user-friendly system because it was designed by operators. So you can have one person operating it. Two people is probably better if you want to really, really go for speed in terms of swapping out, material columns and things like that. But yeah, it just saves our customers time, money, crazy quick ROI, right? And, you know, in terms of just speed and actual training of operators.
Now, I want to point out a couple of things. One thing you just mentioned right now is the fact that you had extractors input into the process of building these Pro-X machines. And Steve, I want to tie you back into this because of the fact that, you know, if I'm looking at it from a marketing standpoint and I'm getting people to go ahead and buy into the Pro-X, number one is the fact that extractors put the input into it. It wasn't somebody behind a cubicle trying to go ahead and schematic, you know, some kind of a blueprint of what this could be. Plus the safety issue, because you're still getting a human operator. It's not something that's going through AI or an algorithm. You are doing it where it's not automated. You are using safe graded, where it's, you're utilizing pharmaceutical grade 316L stainless steel, shielding customers from supply chain disruptions, prioritizing operator consumer safety. So you're going to get human people that are going to be doing it. The extractors put their input into the product, and you created the product with stainless steel, and now your new partnership allows that to be possible and mass produced. So Steve, I wanted to point out to you real quick, What would you say about that when it comes to presenting this to other clients?
Well, I can speak to it based on the fact that we did a soft launch of our website about 6 weeks ago and made a few postings on our social media accounts. And to my amazement, we instantly started getting requests from processors and cultivators about our Pro-X system and asking how can it process 100 plus pounds per hour? So what this shows me is that there's a real need for this kind of product, and we found a niche that it's not currently being filled. That need is for a maximum speed ROI system such as the Pro-X that just didn't exist before this.
And Mark, I want to get you to go ahead and also comment on the fact of the input that you got into it, aside from that, but also making sure it was very much safe in the field.
Oh yeah, it's certified for use by PSI, which is Pressure Safety Inspectors, which mm-hmm. is the premier third-party engineering firm out of Colorado. It's the Cadillac, the Aston Martin of third-party engineering firms, and they literally would refuse to certify a lot of equipment manufacturers' equipment because they don't consider it safe. So they have the most stringent standards. The Pro-X is certified by PSI for use in all 50 states. So it's a very safe. Machine, and it's the only one I know that's rated to negative 300 degrees Fahrenheit. and can use all the solvents. I mean, it's a laundry list of solvents. We don't need to get into all of them, but it's very unique, and they approved everything as being safe for basically operators and property.
So you're hitting all the you're checking all the boxes when it comes to safety, when it comes to streamlining the extraction process by eliminating the need for winterization, the versatility, and also that you can process 100 pounds of input material per hour. There's a lot there to go and take into account. And we want to go and direct people down to the website, prodigyusa.com, prodigyusa.com, the next generation of cannabis extraction technology. So the ProX is really the focus here. You have performance tests on the website and so much more. And for those that want to go ahead and look into the investment and putting it into their grow, you know, as they go to the website, what should they go ahead and, you know, prepare to go ahead and learn more about? What can they learn from by going to the website?
Oh, they can learn all about the product features, you know, all the top line things. They can see the actual system itself. They can do a 360 spin on it. They can learn about the other services that we provide, everything from lab design, architecture, through third parties. We offer even construction services in the 48 contiguous states, installation training, anything else. Even if somebody, so we're also an integrator. So this is our flagship product, right? But if somebody wants, for whatever reason, they want to, you know, do processing with ethanol, we have one customer right now that's interested in doing that, just because the timeline it would take in this person's or company's particular jurisdiction for the hydrocarbon is going to take much longer. So they want to get outfitted with an ethanol system, and we can do that. So we act as integrators with third party equipment. Based on my experience, you know, as the founder, CEO of Precision Extraction Solutions, we have all the contacts with all the suppliers. Plus now we have new suppliers that are even better. We have even a better relationship now with, you know, as you said earlier about our partnership with Mitchell Fabricators in Ohio. So we can provide just a plethora of services. So we call it, you know, soil to oil. Pretty much we can offer anything anybody else can. Plus we have 8 years of lessons learned and just incredible resources that we never had before.
Mark, I want to get you to go ahead and also comment on the fact of the input that you got into it, aside from that, but also making sure it was very much safe in the field.
Oh yeah. It's certified for use by PSI, which is Pressure Safety Inspectors, which mm-hmm. is the premier third party engineering firm out of Colorado. It's the Cadillac, the Aston Martin of third party engineering firms. And they literally would refuse to certify a lot of equipment manufacturers' equipment because they don't consider it safe. So they have the most stringent standards. The ProX is certified by PSI for use in all 50 states. So it's a very safe, machine. And it's the only one I know that's rated to negative 300 degrees Fahrenheit and can use all the solvents. I mean, it's a laundry list of solvents. We don't need to get into all of them, but it's very unique, and they approved everything as being safe for basically operators and property.
And one more thing, Mark, before we wrap up, you wanted to make mention before we got off the air, is that there is a thing where, you know, one of these extraction machines can be a bit of a cost point, but there's something that you're doing in terms of financing or some options that you can do that you can help to possibly replace your existing system. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I mean, these are big investments. And so people have their already equipment in place, and to switch over to new equipment can be a very expensive proposition. What are they going to do with the old equipment? So Steve came up with a great plan. Steve, you want to tell them about not just financing, but the buyback program?
Absolutely. This is a challenging marketplace for anybody in the industry these days. And so obviously financing can be a benefit to anybody that wants to scale up. and move forward these days. So we've put together a program where we offer financing and through partners, through third-party partners, and also buybacks of our competitors' systems that are, you know, when they're ready to move up to the next level, we'll be ready for them.
We're doing whatever we can do to work with the customers and make the transition, you know, smooth and profitable. So the most important thing to us is our customers, and this is just one more way that we can accommodate them toward their success.
So I'm here with Mark Beginnen, the founder, CEO, and Steve Together, Senior VP of Sales and Marketing with Prodigy Process and Solutions. One more time, website is prodigyusa.com. Gentlemen, thank you for being on. Appreciate you taking time out.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us.